Scott, if we can start to just with the beginnings of the program, when did this idea come about? This is not the first year for this, is it?
No, this is actually our third event, and the first event we held was in September of 2010. And then 6 months later in April, and here we are another 6 months in October. And the genesis for the event really was our realization that the primary source for a lot of the prescription drugs being abused, especially among teenagers, according to surveys, was the home. And really that does translate into the medicine chest, and we're really talking about the unattended, unwanted, unused medications that so many of us have lying around the home. And so we realize there's really no way for that people have to safely dispose of them. As you're aware, there's an environmental hazard. If you put it in the, if you flush it, it ends up in the water table. And our sewage treatment systems across the country really aren't designed to handle those sorts of biologic medications. So this gives the public a safe and environmentally friendly way to dispose of their unwanted narcotics. And if we can prevent, you know, a child from getting poisoned by doing this, then we've done a good thing.
Okay. Now, there's a reason, I would imagine, then, to want to hold this more than, say, once a year. You want to do it more frequently than that.
Right. We've been doing it about every 6 months. The first two events, we collected a combined 309 tons of material. So just from those two events, you can tell there's an awful lot of this stuff lying around. And other police departments have been doing this on their own for probably a couple years before we even got involved. And that kind of inspired us to, you know, to think nationally and give people a regular, you know, event that allows them to get rid of the medications, but also helps us to raise awareness.
That figure you gave me, was that nationally or was that in Missouri?
Nationally.
Nationally. Okay. Has it been done nationally each time, the three events you've had?
Yes.
Okay. And just so folks know, if for some reason they can't participate in one of these events, will most law enforcement agencies take these drugs from somebody anytime?
Some do, some can't. It just depends on your local community, and we would suggest you call your local police or sheriff's department to see if they have such a program that goes on all the time. I can tell you in the metropolitan St. Louis area, there's at least 15 or 20 police departments between Southern Illinois and Missouri that are doing this on a regular basis. One of the cost factors that goes into this is even if the police department, you know, collects it, what do they do with it? Well, if they, you know, destroy it like they would any other evidence or anything contraband that they collect, you're going to incinerate it, which is what we do. And incineration does have a cost factor associated with it. So it's kind of prohibitive for smaller or more rural departments to be able to come up with the funds necessary to burn these things on a regular basis. And that's really the one thing that we can bring to the table. By sponsoring this national event, we take that burden of disposal off of the local police and sheriff's departments because we then collect all the containers and then DEA takes care of disposal.
Okay, and I was going to ask you, how is this project funded?
Actually, it is funded through what's referred to as the Diversion Control Fee Account. Individuals such as physicians, pharmacies, the pharmaceutical industry, in order for them to produce or import controlled drug medications, they have to get a license or a registration with DEA. Those funds, those fee funds, come to DEA, and it's what we use to pay for this event. So in essence, it is the pharmaceutical industry and the pharmacy industry and the doctor industry that is paying for this. It's actually not tax dollars.
Okay. And you already touched on this, but would you walk me through what happens once these drugs are turned in?
Well, once the drugs are turned in, and I would just tell you that, of course, it's anonymous. People can just walk up. They toss their prescription vial into the box. When the box is full, the department seals it up. They hold it for us. We come around after the event. We collect the boxes, and then we take them to a central location where they are incinerated.
Okay. Do you want folks to do anything with these before they bring them in? Do they need to do any kind of identification or anything with them prior to bringing them in?
No, they need to do nothing. Just bring them in the original container, the prescription vial, and actually, it's not just prescription drugs. You can bring in over-the-counter medications as well. We will take those. So if you have old aspirin you don't want to have in the house or, you know, allergy medications, over-the-counter medications like that,
feel free to bring them in.
Liquid or solid dosage unit, doesn't matter. We're prepared for both. You toss it into the container, and off you go. And to find a location near you, the easiest way to do that is to simply go to our website, www.dea.gov, and you can find a collection site near you simply by entering your zip code.
All right. I think a lot of folks that may have some of these drugs laying around, too, would be surprised to find out that some of them could be used in ways, whether it be to get high or to make some other product. Some drugs that they might think are for fairly innocuous purposes, they might be surprised at what they're used for otherwise.
Absolutely. And the thing you have to remember about these medications is that even though they are intended for a good purpose, and when used under the care and supervision of a physician, they're wonderful things. They can treat pain, they can treat anxiety, etc. But they are abusable substances, and the thing we all have to remember is these drugs, even when used as directed, are not benign. And especially for younger children who may accidentally ingest them, these can, you know, narcotics are narcotics. And, you know, they can have bad outcomes if children get a hold of them by mistake, et cetera. It can lead to an accidental poisoning, et cetera. So, you know, by doing this, we're hoping that we can help prevent some of that, in addition to eliminating some of the excess supply that leads to drug abuse.
All right. Where can folks go to find out what agencies around them are participating?
Easiest way to do that is go to our website, www.dea.gov.